This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omised, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at Almased.com. That's Almased.com.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Houston fans, I am so happy.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyer Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back into The Drive. Coming up an hour from now, we will head to West Palm Beach, talk to Sean Pendergast of Payne and Pendergast, as they are there all week. Adam Spillane as well down there. And they are giving us the latest in all of the news that's happening in spring training. And usually when they go, it seems like something happens. Something big happens. I don't know. Maybe we'll see. We'll get what they're hearing about the Nolan Arenado situation. Does something happen there? But we'll talk to those guys coming up an hour from now, 4:40 on The Drive. And we'll do that all week with Sean. So that'll be good to come through. All right. The Rockets, they returned to the court over the weekend from the All-Star break. And they played two games. They had a back-to-back there. They played Friday against the Timberwolves, which was a big game at the Toyota Center, as they were 2.5 behind. The Rockets, when that game played, they got a big win there, and then they traveled to Utah to play the Jazz, who I think a 13-win team coming into it, and they end up losing that game to the Jazz. And so they're 1-1 so far out of the break. The thing, and we've talked about it a little bit here, but obviously it's very clear, is I don't know about you. It's not a surprise now because we've watched this. But I am a bit surprised of how valuable and how much impact that Fred VanVleet has on this team. It is clear. He got injured in the Brooklyn game, and they played 10 from that game, and they're 3-7 in that span that he's been out. And I think the big thing that jumps out is just consistency from the offense. Consistency in getting good shots game in and game out. And if you look at their last two games, it's a clear example of it. They shot 48 threes in this game they lost to the Jazz. And then they're in the mid-20s and went to the line a lot more against the Timberwolves and won that game. They're just really up and down. And you can clearly see that he stabilizes them and gets them in much better offense consistently. And they need him back. It is, I knew he was important, Clint, but I would think they can survive without him with the guys they have. But it is clear his impact is so missed.
Ron, when you couple this conversation about Fred VanVleet with Jabari Smith Jr., because I watched the entire Minnesota game and then kind of was in and out on the Jazz game. And against Minnesota, I don't know if it was the All-Star break, Ron, or the fact that Jabari Smith was back in the rotation. Now, he knocked down, I think he hit 4 threes, 4 of 6 yeah, or something from three. So, obviously, he was shooting it from long range. But just the way that the team played with Jabari Smith. And then when you back it up with your point here about Fred VanVleet, I've thought a lot about this morning, and I can't help but go back to what the one thing that we've kind of always come back to with the Rockets, and that is this team completely healthy with all their pieces, all of them, not that one's more important, but all of them healthy, they got a chance. With one of them out, the fact that they don't have that superstar that can just take over games and can command the floor and the team and the timeouts and the big moments, one of those guys, whether it's Jabari Smith, Fred VanVleet, whoever it is, when they miss them, man, they miss them sorely. It's blatantly obvious because it screws up the whole rotation. And not only do you not have that guy in clutch that you just surefire you know you're going to go to, but now you've got missing pieces throughout the game. Because your point about Fred VanVleet, it's from day one. The reason I like the Rockets signing him was his ability to be inserted in the game in critical moments and command the floor.
Yeah, but I would have thought they could survive between Shingun
and
Green and Brooks to get better offense.
Yeah.
But it is clear,
I
man.
I thought they would have too.
Clear it could go. Like I said, those first, just go look at the box score in those two games. You could just see like, damn, they're having trouble of just getting good shots against Utah.
Yeah.
It's been up and down from each game.
You look at, and again, it could be the All-Star break with the Minnesota game. I don't know. They look like two completely different teams from one night to the next.
And that's and I think Fred, especially defensively too, right? Cause that's what Udoka's been talking about. We've gotten away from our deal, and clearly that dude is like a coach on the floor for him. He is, and I don't know. I did not think his impact would be that large on this team. Like it almost feels like, and you don't want to see this happen. I do agree with you. Want everybody healthy. It does feel like if Fred was in and maybe Jalen Green was out, that this offense would be more consistent. They would run more consistent offense and get more consistent shots. And it literally is from, well, how is this game? How is Jalen Green feeling? How is he feeling from this game? And, you know, is he going to take good shots from one game to another? Consistently, when the ball's in his hands more, it feels like this team is less consistent.
Well, but Ron, I think that the Jekyll and Hyde, thought here with this, I'm watching the Rockets in that Minnesota game, and again, yes, Jabari hit some threes, but Jabari was super, had 9 rebounds. I mean, the talk coming into him was how, I believe it was the offensive end of the floor, the ability to rebound and just rebound as a whole with Jabari in the game is a game changer. You know how many rebounds Jabari Smith ended up with in the Utah game?
Probably none.
Two. He had none.
I remember him.
He had none with I think he was at a goose egg middle of the fourth. I mean, like, he was literally standing on the 3-point line waiting to get the ball kicked out to him. It was just a different approach to basketball. I'm not blaming it on Jabari Smith. I'm just saying, like, it was a whole different approach to the way they played Utah versus the way they played Minnesota. And it was one of those that it seems like the Minnesota night. Now, obviously, it's easy to say because they won running away with it. Or they didn't run away with it, but they won. They were leading and won. Like, they got to lean more towards that, right?
Well, yeah, you would think with Utah, they would have as. Now, I know, obviously, Minnesota had some injuries to guys like Rudy Gobert, who is the reigning defensive player of the year. But it just was, to me, it was just like, what is happening with the shot selection?
Yeah.
What you shot 26 threes against Minnesota and you're banging out 48 or whatever. You went to the line almost 30 times against Minnesota. Instead, now you're in the teens and how many times you go to the line and you're just firing up threes in the game. And it's got to be incredibly frustrating for Udoka, as you said, the Jekyll and Hyde feel of how they can go from game to game. And I do think it is fair to say Fred would be someone that would help
no question
that Jekyll and Hyde type of thing. Like, you can even see with Jabari, hey, this is, you missed 22 straight games. This is a second to a back-to-back. Yeah. Maybe we'll see how you are. But damn, man, it's just crazy. As you said, but it's like a completely different team that played.
Yeah, well, I mean, you look at it. Tari Eason is well, critical. He was out that game too, not playing the backside of back-to-backs. I mean, but boy, when they're back to the original point, man, when they're whole, and again, they're not quite there with Fred VanVleet yet. But when he, Jabari Smith, the front end of a back-to-back where Tari Eason is playing, man, they look the part. When they're missing one or two of them pieces, boy, the wheels come off. Just look completely different.
You know who else looked the part?
Who's that?
See them Lakers?
Oh, I can't. I mean, I'm not a Laker fan, but it is going to be fun to watch them hunt.
Wow. Their performance against Denver Saturday night, and now they have pulled into a tie with the Rockets. The Lakers and the Rockets are tied for the fourth spot. By the way, both of them are only two games behind the Grizzly and the Denver Nuggets for the two spot. But the biggest thing was, do they got enough bigs? Like teams like even Houston with Şengün, and most definitely a team like Denver with the big fella Joker in there are going to just kill them. No. That did not happen. I don't think I've ever seen Joker have a worse game. I mean, he had a triple-double because of his greatness. He only shot the ball seven times at 12 points. Held him to 12 points in that game, and then Luka finally looked like Luka for the first time. And that three-headed monster of Luka, LeBron, and Reeves all impacting the game in multiple ways, all of them over 23 points, all of them over five assists in the game, and then Hachimura also was over 20 in the game. It is like that performance, yes, I don't think in a seven-game series they would do that to Joker. But I didn't even think they had any way possible to even play one game to where they befuddled Joker the way they did. That, to me, the Lakers, you after their performance, you got to look at them a little bit differently now. The way they held them to 100 points in Denver. 123-100. Yeah. They had to – I mean, that was impressive.
Well, I'm with you that there's going to be some bad matchups with big men moving forward, especially in seven game series. But I'm going to tell you, the Lakers are going to be a tough matchup for anybody. I mean, because like you said, like Luka, we know who Luka and LeBron are. Reeves was coming anyway, and now, I mean, he's going to get even better looks with Luka and LeBron on the floor. And so, I mean, he's the real deal.
And I heard Pat Beverly say this, former Rocket, that he is easily the best third option on a team in the league. And I think that's probably, if it's not true, because, I mean, I don't know what the hell has occurred with Paul George. We've just completely lost him. Mm-hmm. But if that is not true, like that, he's close to the top of
it.
Right, what he could do. And it's just all three of them should be able to help each other because they can all take turns on having to carry the load of handling the ball. Right, like, hey man, you be the playmaker this time. Luka, kind of hang up. You be the playmaker, and the size thing was it to me. But if they have the ability to make life hard on Joker like that, and he can't just dominate the game, then like they can play guys like Şengün. They can play other bigs that could give them problems because of their lack of bigs right there.